We do that makes your line so effective, and I guess in turn, what have you guys done to kind of help like transition?
Transition
to center.
Oh, okay. I mean, just consistency, you know, the thing that I talk about the most, just being able to come to the rink every day and work hard. And, you know, he doesn't say much, more of a, you know, leader by his actions. And, you know, when he does say something on people, you know, especially me and Fly, I take it to heart. And we want to see him succeed as much as he wants to see us.
What's made your line so, I guess, potent? Maybe that's the right word.
I think we've been fast. We've been playing hard. You know, when we play hard and, you know, we're skating like we can skate, you know, we can be one of the most dangerous lines, you know, on a consistent basis. So when we're skating hard and playing well, we can, you know, do some good things.
Blake, so, you know, you've been a center before. What does Blake do well at the center position that maybe people don't always appreciate when you have to make that switch?
Yeah, people think he's, you know, a lot more offensive-minded than he actually is. And, you know, that's a thing that's a really good trait to have, especially playing center. So, you know, he's always, you know, usually the first guy back. He's always that third guy. And, you know, when he does dive down, he gets the puck and, you know, can do what, you know, people have seen him do. So, you know, besides the offense, I think his defensive game is it matches.
Jack, what's the process been like for you since being drafted and now playing top six with the center like is this kind of validation for the hard work?
What time is it? I don't have all day to answer that. But it's been a ride. You know, I think you know, just developing and growing and you know, becoming a complete player every day. Like I said, using your speed. You know, using speed. You know, one of my assets that I, you know, when I'm skating fast, skating hard, then I'm playing my best, and just trying to find that on a consistent basis.
Are you playing? Would you say you're playing differently this year than you have in the past to have kind of a breakthrough, or is it you're doing the same things, you're just better at it?
Yeah, I think it's just you know, doing the same things, just like I said, more consistently, more you know. It's almost becoming nature there. So the more I can come familiar with without even thinking about doing it, the better I'll get.
Jack, compare your game now to, maybe this is repeating the question a bit, but compare your game now to the way where it was 12 months ago. What would be the biggest differences?
Same answer. I'm sorry, I don't have anything else for you, but you know, consistency and like I said, doing things without even, you know, having to think about them, you know, skating hard and, you know, first shift being quick, not getting stuck in the mud early and, you know, playing the right game.
Is there any advantage to playing with the vast number of guys that you've played with through these last couple of years?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you see all types of guys you play, all types of different games almost, you know, when you're playing with Lowry and Kopp, you know, you're shutting down, but you're trying to chip in some offense and get some momentum. And then when you're playing with Wheels and, you know, Patty or Wheels and Fly, you're trying to score and you're trying to, you know, go out there and, you know, help the team in that way. So, you know, playing all those different roles definitely creates you into more of a round player.